So, hello there, Christopher. It's time for us to talk. Well, I'm going to talk, and you're going to imagine. You're going to imagine all of those times in your life when other people looked at you and talked to you as though you were a leader. And you're going to scan through your days as an athlete and a coach, your days as a police officer, your days as a police trainer and an NLP trainer, even your days at home with your children. And you're going to notice all those different times when people thought that you were a leader. And you're going to notice as you scan through all those different experiences that some of the time you were confident and you knew yourself to be a leader, and at other times you could just see one thing to do to create hope or healing or possibility. And so you did just that one thing that you could think of to do. But all of the time, other people looked at you as though you were a leader. And your imagination can move forward through time. And as you move forward, you can notice that you are aware of so many things that your fellow police officers need, that you know about their depression and their addictions, their stress responses. And you know that they need hope, and they need help, and they need a leader. And although you cannot change all of those things for all of the people, you know that there is a chance that you can change some of those things just enough for some of those people, that you begin to make a difference. And as you move forward in time now, you can see yourself as a leader among police officers, helping and supporting by giving them just that one thing that a leader can give them, that hope that good things are possible for them, that hope that gets them through the nightmares they see and the nightmares they wake into. And knowing that you have always been called to do this work, to bring help and healing to your fellow police officers, you can see yourself as a leader. Not the most confident of leaders, not the leader with the best health or the best skills or the best strength, but a leader committed to doing just the one thing that presents itself, that one thing that helps, that one thing that moves people in a better direction. And you can look all the way back to now, and you can see that there is a road that leads from here to there, and that the road has high places and low places, light places and dark places, twists and curves. And from any point on the road, you may not be able to see what comes next. And sometimes it will be dark. And sometimes it will be confusing, and sometimes it will be a hard climb, and sometimes you will find yourself open to the light. But that road leads surely from here to there, and that road is your road, and you can imagine that you will walk that road. You will walk it through studying and through exams, through interviews, and through the challenge of deciding where to be and when to be and how to be. And through all of those challenges, you will keep moving as the road leads you forward so that you can be a leader. And you will notice as you imagine all that long, bumpy, twisty road, that wherever you stop on that road, when you take a breath, you will hear my voice. And you will know that you have been on this road a long time, and that the road is leading somewhere you trust, somewhere you want to be. And you will know too that you are not alone, and that you will find the strength and the help you need to do what you need to do so that other people may find hope and help through you. Take a deep breath. Let your heart slow and be calm. Feel what you are feeling and know that you are on this path. Then take a deep breath and come back to the room.